Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I didn't hear any of it either, but it doesn't matter. It's still.
I didn't get to hear Nick Searcy.
I'm sorry. What here? You want to hear?
I just heard, but
yeah, that's all I heard too. Here. You really want to hear?
How come they get to hear it and we don't get to hear it?
Oh no, you want to hear Nick Searcy here?
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I'm not.
Are you happy you heard Nick Searcy?
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's Nick Searcy?
Yeah, who the hell is he?
International film and television star Nick Searcy. And the director of I was going to say Goodell movie.
What?
No, he's just that idiot commissioner. He's not the abortionist from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
That was confusing.
I know. But, you know, that's all right. It's day 745 of Kankles still not being your president. Yay. And day one of Boston waiting for another world title.
It's taken that long?
Yeah, you had to wait a whole 98 days last time from the Red Sox.
God, I couldn't take it.
I feel bad for you, man. It's like you hardly ever win anything in Boston. But the Patriots.
It's February 3rd, and we've only got one world championship. Come on.
You better get to work.
I know.
The Patriots won the Super Bowl again.
Okay.
That surprises who?
Well, Snow is happy. Duh.
And of course, there was all sorts of conspiracies on the internet about the fist bump with the referee and the quarterback there, Brady. I thought that was interesting. That's about the only thing I really saw anything about or cared about.
I didn't see that. Of all the things I read on the game last night, I didn't see anything about that.
Really?
Enlighten me.
No, it was just before the game, he went over and fist bumped one of the referees and they snapped a picture. And of course it was that was the hand. That was the payoff. That was, that was him. The game was in the bag right then when they fist bumped and it was just him, it was just normal.
Up and talk to the referees and shake their hands and stuff that.
Well, this wasn't the official shake their hand
based
out.
On the championship
this was
game. I think it's the Rams who were paying people, And considering the first pass play they had that was more than like 3 yards was an 18-yard out pattern. The guy was definitely not in bounds. And then Rams hustled up and ran another play quick. But, the refs blew that call. So,
But the Patriots could have challenged it if they wanted to. So, if I saw that was happening, I would have whipped the flag out and tossed that out on the field just on the off.
Texted at the time.
Yes.
Darth Vader Belichick did not get that one right. That's about the only thing he did wrong. Jesus.
Might have been all part of his master plan. Who knows?
So anyway, CB is happy today.
The hooded one.
We're shocked.
Were you guys sexting during the Super Bowl, the two of you?
Texting.
It was football texting, so it was fexting.
CB has never asked to see my penis, okay? He's not one of those.
Not yet.
DJ Slim goes right to the gutter.
Yeah, really. Now we have to wait until the draft.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't have to wait for the draft. The Cowboys don't have a draft pick. Cowboys are pretending they're New England this year. They don't have a first-round draft pick. Unfortunately, unlike New England, they haven't won a Super Bowl in 23 fucking years. 24, actually, now.
Sanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting it to be different with Jason Garrett.
Who?
The coach.
Oh, yeah, he had a good day once on Thanksgiving. That was about 27 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody watched the Super Bowl in New Orleans at all. The ratings were actually the lowest ratings since the 2009 game between the Steelers and the Arizona Cardinals. But the New Orleans, who got totally hosed by the stupid call against the Rams, New Orleans went out of their way to make sure that New Orleans Times Picayune's headline was Super Bowl. What Super Bowl? the national rating was really pretty bad. It was a 45, which, for anything else is great, but for a Super Bowl, that sucks. New Orleans was a 26. Last year, they were a 53. Okay. Good job there, Bozo Goodell.
Well, no, but you know what? You guys know I don't watch a lot of football, but no. I always, as a kid, was dragged to the Super Bowl parties when my parents went to them. And up until a few years ago, I always watched the Super Bowl just for the commercials. And it seems like this year there wasn't all the trying to blow up the Super Bowl, not blow it up. I mean, but it just didn't seem like there was a huge mass marketing of it. We didn't see a bunch of advertisements for it. I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was. They played it up like they've done in
Goodell hates the Patriots.
There's
nothing worse than him having to give the trophy to Kraft again.
Oh, there's an awesome picture of the look on Goodell's face and Kraft stifling a laugh.
Here, I'll do my Goodell impersonation. Here's the Lombardi trophy. Again. Fuck you. Okay, there you go. The halftime
show. Got booed. Did you hear that? That he got booed.
Oh, well, it was like a home game for the Patriots.
Apparently. Oh yeah.
The folks in New England bought up all the tickets because
it was like 80% New England fans.
Yeah, the Rams had a hard time hearing on offense, and You know, I read a story today about the Rams spent a lot of time debating internally as to whether or not they go to the White House if they won the Super Bowl. I really think they should have spent that time figuring out a fucking game plan.
Yeah, they should have worried about the game first.
You know, the only touchdown they had in Atlanta apparently was when the plane landed. So, you know.
Yeah, but did they ever, again, don't watch football, but did they ever really stand a chance at this? I mean, to be honest with you.
Of course they stood a chance. They're in the game.
You're
right.
They had the second highest scoring offense in football this year.
Yeah, they averaged something like 32.7 points a game.
Yeah, Kansas City is the only team that was any better than them. And
Would you put money on them?
On the Rams? Hell no.
No. As a matter of fact,
you just answered the question.
I found out Saturday that I actually could bet on the game. It was too late for me to go anywhere. Lincoln, Rhode Island.
At 2.5?
I would have bet the Patriots to win, the Patriots to cover, and I would have bet the over.
I understand. A lot of places went to 3 or 3.5 on game day because all the money was coming in on the Patriots.
Yeah, but, towards the end, I guess at the very end, a lot of money went in on the Rams.
I mean, I'll tell you how the line could have been affected that it stayed at 2.5, because it opened at 1.
And it opened at 1 for the Rams.
2.5. No, opened at 1 for the Patriots.
It opened at 1 for the Rams and switched to 2.5 for the Pats. But
it went to 2.5 for the Pats pretty quick, though. That's a pretty big jump because the Las Vegas guys are usually really good at this.
They usually are.
But this dude that won like $40 million betting on the Houston Astros and the Eagles last year placed $3.8 million in bets at 3 separate casinos in Vegas on the Rams.
Oh.
Day before the game.
Oh, oops.
Oops. Oops. Man, oh shit.
Yeah, well, considering, you know, he's playing with house money, the guy won 40 mil last year, so, you know, what's losing 4 mil this year, but still. I mean, if you put two together, you got Goodell's salary. 40 and 4. How the hell do they pay that?
That blows my mind.
You want to know why Goodell gets paid as much money as he does? It's real simple.
The guy he was in all the pictures with the social justice shit, the owner of the Falcons. He was the head of the goddamn committee that renewed his contract.
Oh yeah, and he does do a marvelous job in getting them the money for their TV contracts.
Did.
Well, I don't know when the contracts run out. We'll see what happens.
Good luck next time, motherfucker.
How much of that does he do that his minions don't do? I mean, is he really a hard worker? Or is he just sit behind his desk and act important?
I assume he's like any other upper-level
liberal lawyer.
Executives. He doesn't do much.
Yeah. No. So
he's a liberal lawyer.
Yeah, he's not a football guy. He's a lawyer.
He's a thin-skinned asshole. Okay, his wife had a fake Twitter account. So she could go online and defend her husband.
I heard that. I did hear about that. I hope Twitter shut it down.
She used to work for Fox News, and she quit when he got his $26 million contract 5 years ago.
Now
he's making 44. She really don't have to work.
No, now she just makes fake Twitter accounts.
Yeah, I mean, hell, he makes more money than Giselle now. Hey, the halftime show. I got to pay attention to this crap since we're doing the American Idol show pretty soon. Idol Radio.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't
March 3rd or whatever. I know, but I got paid. It's Maroon 5.
Hey, and I should be back in town for that. It looks good. Very
Adam Levine with his big California tattoo on his tummy that I had to show everybody.
Jesus. Well, if you're going to have that many tattoos, you got to take your shirt off, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's required.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he's got tattoos everywhere. Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't near as much fun as Janet Jackson taking her shirt off, but.
Well, she didn't mean to. That was a wardrobe malfunction.
But the halftime show, thankfully, did not diss America. There's a lot of talk that Levine was going to take a knee and to stand with Colin Kaepernick, and that Senator Kamala Harris was one of the people begging him to take a knee and show his support for social justice. And he was hinting at pre-Super Bowl interviews that he would do such a thing. And I'm really tired of this Colin Kaepernick and Kamala Harris thing.
Everybody is.
Yeah, because... You know, there is no real comparison. Colin Kaepernick only went down on one knee to become famous. Kamala Harris went down on two. So there is a big difference there. And if you don't like that joke,
I liked it.
Turn the show off.
Joke.
I don't care.
I liked it. Can I keep the show on?
Yeah, her new running for president slogan is "I'm with Ho." But the halftime show did not diss America. He didn't do it. I kind of wish he would have, because basically what he did do was diss music. It was, oh my God. I mean, it's like he was phoning it in. He had no enthusiasm. Adam Levine's a talented guy. Maroon 5 is a decent pop band.
Yeah, but
they sucked.
You do know who the other alternative was that supposedly turned it down.
Cardi B, wasn't it?
Exactly. And I think America would have been, it would have been 10 times worse with Cardi B. Number one, she's got like two songs, and they're just absolutely awful songs. And
she's a bigger libtard than Adam Levine.
Yeah. We definitely got the better of the two. Trump, but she'd have worn something.
Yeah. Well, she's not much of one. Because, yeah, that's how Cardi B is. She, look at my tits. Don't listen to my voice. Yeah, the only good music at the show. I mean, those two sisters that sang "God Bless America," they had great voices. They, you know, their arrangement was weird, but you know, they did have good voices. I have no idea who they are. Never seen them before. Never see them again.
Well, how did Gladys do?
Gladys Knight, 74 years old, under all kinds of pressure not to do the show.
Why?
Don't sing. Don't sing.
She's black.
Don't support it. You're black. You have to support Colin Kaepernick too. Well, Gladys Knight don't get on her knees for nobody, man. That woman, she loves America. I don't care what her politics are. She keeps them to herself. She is a classy woman, and she sang the Star Spangled Banner really, really well. I'd say next to Whitney Houston, that was the best I've ever heard.
But, yeah, drove Vegas nuts, though.
How'd she look? Why did it drive Vegas nuts?
Because one of the things that you can bet on at the Super Bowl is the length of it. And I guess I don't know what happened at the end of it, but I guess there was some debate as to when it actually stopped singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was like right on the timeline or something?
Or close enough to it.
What is the normal time? I forget. What is the average?
The over-under was 2 minutes and 6 seconds, I believe.
Okay. All right. I do. There's so many different things that you can actually bet on when it comes to the Super Bowl. We've talked about them on previous radio shows. I mean, you know, there's so many.
Who wins the coin flip is the first thing you bet on.
You can't bet on that anymore.
No?
No, you haven't been able to bet on that for a while. What you can bet on is who gets the ball first.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
It is, but it isn't.
Oh, that's true. That's true, because the winner of the coin flip may
then determines
off.
Whether or
you
not
know, that's one of the few freaking times true. That it is, but it isn't actually makes sense.
Well, I'm glad I hit one. Yay,
every time people say that, I usually just roll my eyes. But no, in this case, that does make sense.
It does.
Because they don't always defer. And I'll tell you, if the Patriots had won the coin flip, they would have taken the friggin' ball. Because Belichick just has a fuck you attitude when it comes to these big games. His guys are ready. He's got the GOAT.
Well, what's the statistical average? Do most people take possession?
Oh, like 90-some% of the time they defer.
Yeah, and they all started deferring after Belichick started deferring. Did you notice that?
Yeah, Belichick started it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking last night if the Patriots would have won the flip, he'd have probably taken the ball. I don't know. Somebody should have asked him.
Well, hit him up on Twitter and ask.
On Twitter? This is the man who throws the you ever see they have the Microsurface tablets on the sideline?
Yeah.
I think it was last year he got tired of them and just threw it behind him and went back to his pad of paper and pencil.
Yep. He said, F this. I don't care how much they pay.
Yeah, the technology just wasn't working, and he was pissed, and he just got rid of it.
Gosh. So
all the players use them and stuff, but him, fuck it, I ain't using this thing.
The Rams, the team that shouldn't have been there, fortunately lost 13-3, and it was the lowest scoring game in history, but who cares? The Rams got beat. The Rams should not have been there. It should have been the Saints. And if the Saints had gotten beat 13-3, I'd be like, okay, you know, it was a boring-ass game, but the Patriots won, CB's happy, I don't care.
All right, so the game sucked.
But the Rams got beat. I actually was happy. I was really happy.
I was happy too.
I don't hate the Rams. You know, I hate California, but I don't hate the Rams per se. But you know, Aaron Donald is like he's like the greatest defensive tackle I've ever seen in my life.
He's got the defensive player of the year 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and he's 5'11". Okay, he's 5'11".
Yeah, and he's probably not 5'11". You know how they inflate clothes.
Yeah, he's got 20 and a half sacks from defensive tackle at 5'11". This guy is just a freak. He is so good. And Ndamukong Suh, now that he's not trying to kill everybody, is actually playing good. He makes 14 mil a year. So you got these two monsters up front. So when the Patriots had a fourth and one, I'm thinking, you know, this is probably like the only team in the NFL Brady should not sneak against.
Yeah, they didn't go for it.
And then they threw the pass. Remember, and effed it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask this.
Sure.
Which is the reason there wasn't a touchdown to the fourth. The commercials were okay. There was a funny one where the football fell off the cake and everybody dove for it and they're throwing around and shit. And I got a kick out of the Bud Light Game of Thrones crap. That was funny.
Oh, you like Game of Thrones, so.
But I love the Bud Light commercials.
But they're not like they used to be, where everybody.
But even that was not. Yeah, it was not great. The only commercial that was really, really memorable to me wasn't much of a commercial. It was the coach of the Chargers talking about being in the car accident and the first responders saved his life in 2005.
Oh yeah,
and they actually brought in the first responders that saved his life, and he met him for the first time, and he was crying and shit. That one moved me.
That was the Verizon commercial.
And it was Verizon, and it was like some of these commercials. You look at it, and you go, "Oh, that was amusing." And I would always ask, "Who was the commercial for?" And nobody remembers. Okay, one I remember it was Verizon, just because it was so good, and it had nothing to do with Verizon, other than the fact that they support first responders, which we all should do. But yeah, that was a moment.
Yeah, first responders respond to the call. We make sure they get the call.
But if I saw Goodell or any other whack jobs from Atlanta say the word social justice one more time, I was going to puke. I was absolutely going to puke. But the reason I was going to puke was explained to me in the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast had an article that said the Patriots are the preferred team of white nationalists. Okay, so I don't care if you're black, if you're Asian, if you're American Indian, or if you're a honky mofo like me, you're a racist, because the Patriots are Team MAGA, the living manifestation of MAGA scum, and obviously the preferred team of white nationalists. The guy that wrote this,
which is why the rest of the country hates them.
Colin Smith. I should call him Colin Smith. He excoriated everybody for them. He said Brady in particular is unnerving, because at a send-off rally, Brady led a chant of "We're still here. We're still here," which, you know, after 11-5 season, losing two games in December for the first time in like forever. You know, it was a little surprising the Patriots kicked it up the last two games of the regular season and just
rolled through the playoffs.
Yeah, rolled the playoffs. But it sounded to Colin Smith suspiciously like "build the wall" or "lock her up." You know, it's just three one-syllable words like "suck my dick."
That was shorts.
That was for Colin. Yeah.
Yes.
It just, the left is so insane. My God, the Patriots have 53 players at dress, 60 some percent of them are black. So, you know, that's 30 some black players on the team. Okay. They don't all support Donald Trump. Probably most of them hate Donald Trump, or most of them wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
Or don't care.
But Robert Kraft, who owns them, who's Jewish, and Tom Brady, the quarterback, and Bill Belichick, the head coach, all supported Donald Trump for president.
And even Brady never came out and said that he supported Donald Trump. He just said that they were friends. He's a friend. He met him when he was a judge at a beauty contest 15 years ago. You know, and they play golf together. And
you got to remember, Brady's wife Giselle is a big lib. So, you know, he has to keep peace at home, too.
Yeah. You know? Well, if your wife was Giselle, you'd keep peace at home, too.
My wife would never be Giselle. I just don't find her attractive. I don't know why, but I don't.
Yeah, I understand that. Would you find her bank account attractive? I would.
Whatever. You know, if she could suck a golf
ball, makes up for a lot.
I think about it.
No, I agree. I mean, she's not, but she's a supermodel.
Yes. Well, you know, okay.
She is. Whether or not you agree, she is.
But they committed the cardinal sin of being Trump supporters. And according to this guy, that's terrible. I mean, you know, Belichick wrote a letter to Trump, and you probably heard that in the campaign trail. Trump referred to it a number of times. Mm-hmm. Kraft donated $1 million to his inauguration committee, and he got a shout out at the event. And, you know, and Kraft wasn't thrilled about Trump's talking about NFL players kneeling down. And he, you know, they had a bit of a falling out over that. Brady doesn't publicly support him. And Robert Kraft is like, I'm a drunk, rich Jew. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
And he normally does.
Yeah.
God, I love Robert. He is so incoherent after these games.
I don't care. I love the guy.
I know, but it's like, Jesus. I can see so Jonathan in the background going, Dad, come on, Dad.
The dude is real. He even pointed out the confetti was made in Boston. And yep. You had to point out to me it really wasn't made in Boston. It was made in
Gardner.
Gardner. It was made in Gardner, Massachusetts.
I told you that my fiance's son works for the company that makes that confetti.
But he actually said in the article, if you root for the Patriots, you're associating yourself with a virulent and revolting strain of politics that seeks to make America great again, which is to say white, European, English speaking. What the fuck? You know, it's a 70% white country, okay? And 99.9% of that 70% of white people don't give a flying fuck what color your skin is. You know, there's a few assholes, that's it. Most of the racist people now are on the left. It's horrible. So, I don't know. But if you support the Patriots and you're not a racist, tell the Daily Beast. Okay. Hey, one of the most fun things I did over the weekend was there was a post in a page that I belong to. It said ruin a movie's name by adding in the ass. And it was pretty good. And playing poker, I said grinders in the ass. Which is not one of the best ones.
Well, you don't want to know the first thing that came to my mind when you said that?
Yeah. What movie would you ruin with in the ass?
Jaws.
Jaws in the ass.
Grumpy old men.
In the ass. That's pretty good.
Hey, I resent that.
Meet the Fockers in the ass.
Austin Powers, the spy who shagged me. In the ass.
Yes.
Fast and Furious in the ass.
Fuck.
Enter the Dragon in the ass.
That's a good movie, too.
Oh, here's a good one for the kiddies. Finding Nemo in the ass.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas in the ass.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs
in the ass.
Oh, yeah, one of my all-time favorite movies, 300 in the ass.
101 Dalmatians in the ass.
Oh, that's even sicker. I like that one.
Cinderella.
Oh, King Kong in the ass.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here's one of my favorite ones on the...
God, if I can beat it, though. I got
The Dark Knight Rises in the ass.
No. Driving Miss Daisy.
In the ass. Oh, shit.
Poor lady.
Oh, let me see. Oh, I like this one. This is pretty sick. Waiting to exhale in the ass.
White men can't jump.
In the ass. Freddie got fingered.
In the ass. Oh, God.
Okay, we got to move along.
No, we don't.
I can't.
This is I told you the funniest thing I saw all weekend. Yeah, one of my favorite movies, because it was so stupid. Taken. In the ass.
Yes.
16 Candles. In the ass.
Debbie Does Dallas.
But that was true.
It was.
Oh, yeah. It was down the throat. It was all right. Debbie did Dallas. Yeah, there was some anal in that, I think. When there, I don't know.
I had no idea. Like, there probably 30 was. Years
ago. I don't remember. Anyway. Oh, Mighty Ducks in the ass. Free Willy. Aliens in the ass. Inglourious Bastards in the ass. Forbidden Planet in the ass. Oh, that's a lot in the ass there.
Godzilla.
The Truman Project.
How to Train Your Dragon in the ass. Oh, hey, we have a sound clip from this one. Frozen in the ass.
Fuck it up.
We do.
In the ass. There. Meet the Parents in the ass.
Yeah, meet them all. That's Meet the Fockers in the ass.
There was also Meet the Parents, wasn't there?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that was the Fockers.
This one is a little more descriptive than you think at first. The Magnificent Seven in the ass.
Father of the Bride.
Oh, in the ass. Some Like It Hot. In the ass. Lethal Weapon in the ass.
Police Academy.
And of course, the one I should have thought of right from the beginning, Dirty Dancing.
No. Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. Saving Ryan's Private.
Back to the Future.
Anyway, now you know why I belong to that group. Those people are funny.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it was great. I got a tear in my eye now.
I'm dying over here.
Hey, so, you know, of course, Boston got torn down last night because of the riots that happened when the Patriots won, right?
Yeah, zero cars burned.
Zero cars burned?
Yep. What do you think we had, Detroit?
How many arrests?
One.
Oh, what did he do?
He climbed a tree.
He climbed a tree?
Yes, he did.
Oh, and why did he climb a tree?
Oh, I guess because they won, but, I mean, he was climbing up the tree. The police came, told him to get down. He flipped him the bird and kept climbing up the tree. Dumbass.
And where was he from?
Los Angeles.
Oh! So we had an L.A. tree hugger got arrested in Boston.
Yeah.
Be the headline.
Brokeback Mountain in the ass.
That was also true.
Blazing Saddles. Sorry.
You're still stuck on that, aren't you?
I told you it was a good one.
But Lion King.
The Lion King in the ass.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, no. No, well, see, if it's Thelma and Louise, it might tie into my next story.
Okay. Well, Thelma and Louise it is.
And now just stay with me, people. You'll figure this out in a second. It'll actually be funny. The question on America's mind tonight. Could the Super Bowl halftime show be worse? Well, yes, it could. Matty Poppy could be picked for next year.
Oh, that was awful, her release. Oh,
poor God.
I want American Idol. Here's my thong.
I won't even torture you guys with it.
It's so bad, we're not even going to torture with it.
I hope she doesn't ever listen to you.
I said to Zip on pre-show, you may have been there, but I don't think you were quite yet. But Jax, what place did she come in? All right, well, I don't even remember.
Third.
Okay. She came out with that song, Somebody's Kid. Absolutely excellent song. Awesome. Then we got Matty Poppy who wins, and the song is awful. Again, is it her or is it, you know, the people producing it?
Probably. I thought most of the songs Matty Poppy won with were awful.
Well, yeah, that's kind of true. The only one that she did good with
and I have proof of that because the podcast exists.
That is true. Brand New Key was my favorite song by her, and the only one that I think was
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. She's like 22 years old. She doesn't know what the hell a roller skate key is.
No, but she still did a good job on it.
Anyway, I'll go back to my introduction again here.
When Harry met Sally in the ass.
Bad.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah.
Somebody actually posted that one. Yeah, I saw that. The question on America's mind tonight, could the Super Bowl halftime show be worse? Is blackface in college worse than killing babies after birth? Will Nancy Pelosi's face explode tomorrow night at the State of the Union speech? No, none of these are on America's mind.
Oh, she's going to call in sick.
No, she has to sit behind Trump and look at the comb over spot in the back of his head.
Who's the lucky one that doesn't have to go, that they're going to lock away in a secret?
I haven't heard yet.
Blow everybody up.
They won't announce that till tomorrow sometime.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought it was already.
The question America wants to know, and this is trending on BBC, is it discriminatory to refuse to date a trans woman?
Why is that even a question?
It's your choice. We have a choice to date.
No, you don't.
Who you want. How is that?
No, you don't. You must date trans women.
If you root for the Patriots, if you root for the Patriots, you better start dating trannies to prove you're not a white nationalist racist bitch.
I don't get this.
Why?
I just don't. Why are this is telling me that I don't have my own free will?
Unforgiven in the ass.
I still got ones here too. Singing in the rain. The Breakfast Club.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music in the ass. That's really good.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say.
Gone with the Wind.
In the ass. Ben Hur in the ass, if you have Charlton Heston fantasies. Anyway. Is it discriminatory to refuse to date a trans woman? Now, excuse me, on pre-show, I had a question for the guys about, does that mean they've already had the banana split operation that Daryl described to us as how they make it?
Yeah, thank you, Daryl.
Sort of a vagina. Or is it if they just feel like they're a woman? And Slim, you looked it up. What did the definition say?
They just have to be emotionally. They have to. It was the emotional connection. They don't necessarily. They can still have their package.
They haven't had to do anything physical as
correct.
Of yet.
They just basically feel like a woman or emotionally a woman or a male. You know, the opposite sex.
So is it discriminatory for a heterosexual male to refuse to date a trans woman who has a dick?
A person who emotionally and physically feels they belong to the opposite sex. I just looked it back up. So
a reality television program kicked off this debate in England. Celebrity Big Brother, where minor celebrities are locked into a studio made to look like a house and film 24/7. We know how that works.
Well, our Celebrity Big Brother in America is a bunch of D-list celebrities, too. So.
Well, they are in England, too.
Oh, my God.
No real celebrity would go on the show.
Except for Tom Green. Tom Green's awesome, and he's on Celebrity Big Brother, and he better fucking win.
Tom Green has no career.
So what? He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but he has no career.
But he's hilarious.
Okay. Tensions ran high, and conversations can be fractious. One of the housemates is India Willoughby, a TV journalist who had an established career as a man before transitioning to become a woman. Willoughby asked her housemates about their dating preferences, and the resulting conversation kicked off a media storm. Would you go out with a transsexual woman? She queried. I believe it's your choice. I would choose not to, replied the R&B singer Genuine. Well, actually, I didn't actually know who Genuine is.
Yeah, he sings Pony.
Yeah. Would you go out with a woman? Yes. But you wouldn't go out with a transsexual woman? No. So Genuine, who is black, became a hater and probably is a New England Patriots fan. So Willoughby suggested, let's have a kiss. Genuine replied no and leaned away.
No, thank you.
All right. So is his refusal to date a transsexual woman as a preference, is it discriminatory.
No,
that's what we want
right.
to know.
No, it's his right. He See, has a right.
Me personally,
not want
I don't want to go out penis. With. I don't want to go out with a girl who used to have a penis or still has a penis. That's
exactly.
just me.
Banana split or not, it ain't happening.
All right,
not
well,
interested.
Somebody on Twitter wrote, if you have a sexual preference that discriminates against transgender men or transgender women, you're transphobic. That's a fact.
No,
I don't think so.
This is what's wrong with people, because they try to make us believe their values and morals that no. Sorry.
She says the majority of straight men are worried about what society thinks of them if they date a trans woman. Toxic masculinity makes them violent and rude about their attraction. When you don't fancy someone, you should talk about their characteristics. It's not as black and white as many people think it is, because whether you're attracted to someone or not is not about being attracted to a fellow human being. No, it's whether or not they have a dick.
And if they got a dick.
Or used to.
Yeah, and I mean heterosexual women. They don't want to go out with a transsexual man either. Because the dude looks like a lady. Oh, Aerosmith. I finally downloaded some Aerosmith songs to my phone last night. It's like, what the hell don't I have on my phone that I like to listen to? And there's like three Aerosmith songs. Dude Looks Like a Lady is not one of them.
And you probably paid for them, right?
Well, I've got like $100 in gift cards on my account. So.
It's Spotify.
Oh, yeah, but you'll appreciate one of the things I got for $11.99 last night.
What's that?
Even though I have the CD, it was easier to put it on my phone that way. Creedence Clearwater Revival's 20 Greatest Hits.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Top Gun in the ass. Sorry, I'm still on movies here. I'm still searching, you know, movies.
Weekend at Bernie's in the
air. Oh, Jesus. That's such a great movie.
All right, so.
I finally saw that for the first time.
Did you really?
We're 3-0 here. Yeah. It's not discriminatory, right?
Huh?
We're 3-0.
No, it's not discriminatory.
Okay. Yeah, not discriminatory at all. It's your right.
All right. Stupid Criminal of the Week.
Florida?
In the ass. No, that's not
a movie. Yeah, we should do it with the title of all of our stories.
Of course, it happened on my birthday. A Florida guy, January 27th. He's behind bars after stealing what he thought was hydrocodone pills, which turned out to actually be over-the-counter laxatives.
Dumb ass.
Not powerful prescription opioids. Yeah, if you take the powerful prescription opioids, you can't shit, so you would need the laxatives.
Exactly.
Peter Hans Emery, 56, took the pills from a lockbox at the victim's Pinellas Park home. That's not far from me. Thursday morning. Oh, he didn't get arrested until. Oh, the story didn't make it till the 27th. He did it on Thursday. The complaint lists Emery's home address as the site of the theft itself. His relationship with the 49-year-old victim is unknown. Well, if he lived with a woman, she probably knew. He would steal anything that was in a drug bottle. So she put the pills in there just to diss him.
Well, and she marked it too, correct? Didn't you say she mark
it? She actually put him in a hydrocodone bottle.
She was setting his ass up.
She was setting him up.
Absolutely.
And it's on.
Yeah, she did set his ass up.
Now this guy, he lives at the house and he doesn't know he's got video. He lives at the house and he stole shit from her. In front of a camera.
Well, but he might not know there's a camera there.
He lived there.
That doesn't mean that
makes him our stupid criminal of the week.
He's an idiot.
They caught up with him. He admitted taking the pills because he thought they were hydrocodone, but he threw them away when he learned they were something else. Yeah, right. He threw them away when he spent the next day on the toilet.
I wonder how many he took.
He's a habitual offender. He served a combined 28 months in state prison. Has a rap sheet with arrests for offenses like burglary, cocaine possession, forgery, grand theft, resisting arrest, auto theft, and failure to appear. And it's his third one on theft, so it went in as a felony.
Oops.
Yeah, so
He's one whim and one.
He's going to be coming up with his own in the ass titles in prison.
I got one for you, Slim.
What do you got?
What women want.
In the ass. Nice.
Oh, God.
Nice. The Grinch.
In the ass.
Inglorious Bastards in the ass. How the West was won.
In the ass.
Yes. You can. It's pretty good with all of them, but some of them are great.
Yeah, I'm making a meme and posting right now so I get some stuff on Facebook.
Oh, you're doing an in the ass post?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good for you.
I'm making it.
We have a runner up for Stupid Criminal of the Week this week.
What do we got?
Texas. You know, who's close behind Florida in Stupid Criminals. It is competitive. Now, Florida is clearly in the lead, but Texas is a solid second. Austin police arrested a semi-nude woman who was pleasuring herself at two different street-level patios last Tuesday afternoon on Congress Avenue in downtown Austin. It's downtown Austin. I thought that shit was okay there. You know, Austin's a sea of communism in the middle of the reddest state in the country. Well, not the reddest state. You know, you got Nebraska and Wyoming, but, you know, Texas is up there. The woman, 26-year-old Dovey Nichols, has been charged with indecent exposure and was in the Travis County Jail on $3,000 bail. Officers responded to a complaint from the JW Marriott Austin Hotel. Hey, at least she's at a nice hotel. Around 5:20 p.m., encountered her across the street sitting alone at a patio table at Second Bar Plus Kitchen. That's a great name for a restaurant. Ugh. Fucking great is a good name for a restaurant. Second Bar Plus Kitchen, no. But she was sitting outside there. When the officer approached, she stopped moving her arms on the table and placed them on top. The officers observed that she was not wearing any pants, which makes it easier to masturbate, I would think.
That's right.
Officer said she continued to masturbate even after she was handcuffed and placed in the back seat of the patrol vehicle. Now, they usually handcuff people behind their back.
So? You don't think she could give herself a reach around?
Yeah, she's not a wimple or anything. She looks like a normal-sized person, so interesting. But she was diddling herself in the police car.
Well, she wanted to finish.
That's right.
Employee told police he saw her holding a silver object to her genitals with her legs straight up in the air spread open.
I wonder what a silver object is.
I don't know.
Was it a pen?
I hardly think so. But she had her legs straight up in the air at a restaurant outside, spread open, and she was diddling herself. And he could hear her moaning. Then he told police she yelled at him to get back in when he tried to approach her. So apparently she didn't want any help. This was not going to be his porno fantasy movie. You know, the restaurant employees. He said she was masturbating in the patio for 7 or 8 minutes before heading to the bar across the street, where she continued and was arrested. And then she continued in the car.
Good for her.
Way to go, Dovey. Dovey. What a name. She's not hideous looking or anything either.
No.
No, she doesn't look like your normal crackhead.
No. She was just hot and bothered, I guess. She probably read that in your ass post and got all excited.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Now.
I posted it. It's on Facebook.
I'm just a sick bastard, I guess.
It's
but
on
as an
Facebook, it must be true.
As an 0-for-2 marriage loser, wedding strife seems to amuse me. I think this one will amuse everyone. In South Africa, a couple weeks ago, a groom was at his wedding day, standing up with his bride-to-be, and his mistress showed up, also dressed as a bride.
Oops.
She apparently was so scorned and full of fury, she decided to put on a wedding dress and march down on the wedding of the man she was apparently seeing while he had plans to marry. He didn't have plans to marry someone else. He was at the wedding. He was marrying her. I don't know if it was planned or maybe she thought she was the one getting married or no, she just wanted to get back at him. He deserved it. I mean, come on, the guy wasn't even married yet, and he had a side bitch. I mean, come on. Aren't you supposed to wait like 5 years minimum?
Yeah.
I mean, people just don't care. I guess I'm old fashioned. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, this and both of them seem to be very attractive women. So, you know, good for you, dude, but bad for you, dude. Because I imagine his wedding night sucked. And not literally.
Do you think he had one?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, she just walked right in there, and every comment is he deserved it. What's the solution to this? Don't have side chicks. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Or don't tell them you're getting married, one or the other.
Yeah, well, that could be it. But she might have seen that in the paper. I don't know. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Florida.
Always Florida.
Yeah. Always Florida.
As we get older, planning for death is normal and responsible. And as you all know, I've already gotten crematorium advertisements in the mail. We talked about that on the show. Thanks a lot, Mother Heifers. And I'm not sure this qualifies, but we'll report you decide. Okay.
Okay.
This is a Florida story, but the guy isn't in Florida. He's actually in Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota. His name is Dwayne Arden Johnson, 58 years old. He's accused of giving his ailing wife methamphetamine. How do you say that word?
Methamphetamine.
Just meth. Okay, there you go. And he was throwing her a death party before she died. Officers arrived at the couple's home and found the words "death party, God hell." Okay, well, if you see his picture, you know he's no Mensa member. Okay, spray painted on the front door, and a naked Mr. Johnson. That's kind of a joke in itself. allegedly ran outside and said his wife was dead, then ran back inside to take a bath. He was later found in the bathtub hallucinating, trying to wash white and black things from his skin. Deborah Johnson's body was found wrapped in a sheet on top of the stairs. Apparently she's 69. She's 11 years older than him. She'd been living in a nursing home, but he checked her out days earlier because she wanted to die at home. So he said they took meth and she stopped taking her medicine, and they spent their final hours having sex and listening to the metal band Quiet Riot.
Okay.
Well, if you see this guy, having sex with this guy and listening to Quiet Riot's probably not the way I'd want to go.
No.
He did wait several hours to call 911 because, quote, he wanted to make sure she was dead. And he said he washed his wife's body and wrapped her in linen like the Bible told me to do.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He was arrested without incident, charged with criminal neglect and felony counts of theft and receiving stolen property. His bond was set at $250,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, at least he got some. Yeah. You know, doing better than some of us.
Yeah.
So what else we got? You got any more movie titles? Or should we celebrate 15 years of Facebook in the ass? Oh, that's not a movie.
That's not in the ass. Well,
what was the name of the Facebook movie?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Social something.
I don't remember.
The Social Network in the ass.
RoboCop.
Oh! God, he was already 8 foot tall, man.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of like King Kong, but metal. No, King Kong was about 40 foot tall.
Yeah, that's, King Kong was a big boy.
That's scary. So are we going to celebrate Zuckerberg's 15th anniversary of making the entire world hate each other?
I guess. I'm glad for Facebook. It does make the whole world hate each other. But
what was the original name?
About the Face or something like that. Or I think that's what it was. I don't know. About Face or something like that, and then
kind of what Facebook has done on free speech and About Face,
pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, do you think this world would be this nasty without Twitter and Facebook?
No,
but there would be something else. I mean,
There was no social media.
Well, yeah.
There's just a different social media, but there's no social media. I mean, what was the thing that killed MySpace?
It sucked.
It sucked.
But why? I mean, you could have a profile. You could communicate with your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. But MySpace didn't have near the run that Facebook has had, because I think Facebook has adapted more. MySpace really never added more to it. I mean, Facebook was originally messaging for college campus students.
They were trying to pick up chicks.
And it's gone. Yeah. And it's gone to, you know, we have games, Farmville, that people are addicted to.
Wasn't the first thing you did was have everybody on college campus rate the girls' pictures?
Yes. And that got shut
out as a misogynistic. Yes,
and that got shut down. I mean, but see, one of the things that people don't understand with Facebook, one of the biggest parts of Facebook, is groups. Most people overlook the fact that groups is probably one of the largest parts of Facebook, over the news feed, over pages, because people, I mean, you're in groups, Zip. I don't know if you're in any groups, CB, but groups, people use them. Yeah. They can set up the private groups if it's like a work group. I mean, there's so many groups out there, and it's one of the largest aspects of the platform. And again, it's
involved. There's some groups set up during Farmville Ran. It was Zip Allen's Farmville Ran Groupies or something like
that. Well, yeah, but I mean.
I never joined it.
Even within Facebook, I mean, Facebook internally has hundreds of groups that their employees use, and other companies do the same thing. I mean, they use them as project message boards, and it's a wonderful thing.
Not my company. We can't get to Facebook anymore.
No.
Facebook and Google.
Not even when we're no longer connected to the company VPN, when we're just on our own. We can't get to Facebook anymore.
No kidding.
When you're on your own, you can't get there? VPN, I understand.
Oh, I understand when we're on the company VPN, they don't want you going there, and that's fine. But, you know, Saturday morning, if I wanted to log into Facebook on my company computer, can't do it. It's a forbidden site.
No shit.
It's blocked in the access policy, VPN or not. Say hi to the kids.
Hey, Wesley. Hey, LJ. Wesley slept through the game last night.
Super Bowl in the ass. Oh, that wasn't a movie.
Hey, guess what? Come on and feel the noise. In the ass.
Good night. Good night.